Imagine being locked in a body which feels alien to you. Well, that's what life is like for Donegal farmer Sidney Stafford, who wants to be known as Sarah Louise. For the past 44 years, life has been about battling about sexual identity. Sarah Louise refuses to accept being a man and is now hoping to raise enough cash for a sex change. So what was it like then growing up in rural Ireland living like that? Well, I've been talking to Sarah Louise and began by asking him at what age he realised he was different.
When I was about 7 or 8 years of age, which would be 1977, I didn't feel like a boy. I felt more like a girl, so that the way I thought, the thought process of a girl.
And how did you deal with that back then at such a young age?
It's very hard to deal with. If it was a way of dealing with it, just don't go all seem to be back in the dark ages back then. You just lived your life. Couldn't really talk about it to your family at that time.
Was it difficult?
I'm thinking away it wasn't. It wasn't. Just part of your life you had to kind of hide and you had to keep secret.
And did none of your family realise what you were going through back then?
No. None of my family realised what I was going through back in the late 70s or even the early 80s. I remember seeing on the late show of an army officer, I think he was retired from that day, he was out in the army, whatever, but he had undergone a sex change operation. For me, it felt that's what I should have as surgery to correct something. That sounded like me.
And did you mention it to anybody at that stage whenever you realised yourself what you were going through?
No, I never mentioned that to nobody at that stage. It would have been years later, so it was expected of you to be tough at the time on a farm.
And what about your sisters and brothers? Did they ever have any suspicions?
Not really. My brother caught me.
What do you mean he caught you?
Caught me wearing clothes, female clothes, my mother's clothes.
What about your mother? Did she ever have any suspicions?
She caught me once wearing her clothes and she had suspicions, but she thought a few years later when we were talking about it, she thought I was transvestite. I didn't realise that she knew that there was such a word as cross-dresser or transvestite.
And how did she react when you eventually did tell her?
She was shocked. She was shocked and she basically just said that you were born a boy. And that's who God made you as a boy. It's only a phase.
And how did you feel when your mother said that to you?
I said to her, I would tell her it's not a phase. And it'll be, the first time we're talking about it, I didn't know that much about it, but I would tell her it isn't a phase. And as I learned more about it, I would tell her that different people suffer from a gender identity disorder.
And how were you received in the wider rural community there?
Some people accepted it and some people didn't really accept it. But it took them a while to accept it.
And did you eventually go out socialising in the community wearing dresses, wearing skirts?
I did go out socialising in the community wearing skirts, slacks and all dolled up to the nines.
And what kind of reaction did you get in the pubs and clubs?
Get some people laughing at me and around the town you get people laughing at you or calling your name, but I just won't pay no heed to them. But eventually around my own locality after a while nobody bat an eyelid, nobody would say anything.
There is a pretty ironic twist in your story, Sarah Louise, in that you are now hoping to raise money to pay for your sex change operation, and part of that fundraising is going to involve selling a portrait of you by the renowned artist Derek Hill.
He's originally from England, wasn't he? Lived in Donegal for a long number of years. I came over to my mother one day after the plumbing service, and he said he seen something about me at the light. And he says he would have liked to done a photo of me, a painting of me. It was after that then he done the painting.
And it's ironic because the painting is called A Portrait of a Boy, and yet and all, you're going to use the money from that to pay for you to become a woman.
That is great. It's way ironic, all right, that it was done on me as a boy, and now I'm hoping to sell it and use the money to go towards to pay for my funding for my surgery.
How much is that surgery going to cost?
A surgery costs around £10,000. That's just for the 16th operation itself, but then vocal cord surgery, and after that, it would cost Ben North about $4,000 to $6,000. Even though that's expensive, it's still as cheap in one sense. If I don't get the surgery, I don't see no point in life, so I don't.
You're determined to press ahead with this?
I'm determined to press ahead with it now.
And what will it mean to your life, Sarah Louise, if it's successful, and if you do, in a sense, become a woman?
It'd mean an end to a long struggle. It would mean a lot of contentment. It will be easier for me to look at myself in the mirror and make life worth living.